Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you so much for joining me. It is the end of a very strange and maybe historic week, depending how you want to look at it. And I just wanted to come here because I've been finding a lot of people this week have been experiencing a range of emotions from sadness, depression, fear, anxiety, angst. There's a lot of anger out there as well. And, you know, there's a very normal, very human emotions to be feeling that right now. Look, we're in winter. This is the winter time, right? We've got so much coming at us from the virus to the elections to, you know, the new government taking over and all the executive orders being signed. It seems like they're signing them by the dozen. It's a really strange way to run a country and expect unity by doing that. Okay, you know, that's where we are right now. So I wanted to address a little bit about what you can do right now to try to feel better, because that's what we're all looking for. We're all looking for a little bit of, and the key word here is relief. We're all looking for a little bit of relief in everything that's been going on. So number one thing, maybe you want to back off from, you know, watching the media right now. Normally my advice is to stay away from it, but during the election time and everything that was going on, I thought, hey, it's a really good idea to stay informed, stay on top of it, and, you know, be ready for when and if there's something that you're needed for, needed to do, something, some way you need to step up or show up, you gotta be ready for it. And I remain at the ready. You know, if somebody says, here, Rob, this is what you can do, go do it. And, you know, I'd be ready to go out there and do whatever was required. But for right now, I don't see very much of that. And so one of the things that you need to do is start focusing back on, okay, what do we do now? Right now that maybe we didn't get the outcome we were hoping for, or maybe we've got you know, a new president in place, whether or not you believe he's legit or not, it is, you know, it's there, and we've got to work with it for as long as it lasts. It may not last long. He may resign, he may be impeached, who knows what's going to happen, right? But we've got this situation now, and we've kind of got to deal with it and work under it and work through it. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the word entrepreneur a little bit, because this is what we're made for. You and I, as entrepreneurs, coaches, small business owners, and whatnot, we're made for this kind of thing because we are able to, unlike so many in society, we are able to see opportunity when everybody else sees disaster. So I want you to be thinking in terms of that. Like, as bad as things are out there, there's a lot of opportunities. I just had a client in the office, in the studio here today, and in the middle of everything, his business is completely shut down. And in the middle of everything, he's rebranding and recreating himself. And I've got a couple of clients right now who are in the middle of doing that. And it's probably the best time to do it because, you know, business as usual, yeah, not really, right? So we got to try to do something different. And so I've got a couple of clients now who are rebranding themselves and building new courses and building new training programs and figuring out how to do seminars online and how to use Zoom better and all the rest of this kind of stuff. And it's really encouraging to see that, because it's time to figure out a new way, a new path forward when everything else that we've been doing for so long just isn't going to work anymore. Okay, so dealing with the emotional side, this is the one that's probably the more important piece. If you're feeling saddened, you're feeling, you know, disillusioned, I think many of us are. You know, there are the people who voted for President Biden. My view, that's a very small portion of society that actually voted for him and wanted him in power. I think the votes that he did get were anti-Trump votes. They didn't want Trump, so they voted for, you know, the lesser of two evils in their minds, so they voted for Biden. Again, not a huge plurality of people. I think by far the plurality of people did vote for Trump and wanted that to happen. So right now, all of us are kind of going, oh, what happened? What do we do now? And dealing with that emotion. Okay, that's going to last for a couple of days. Don't let it take you down too far. Like I said, there's nothing to do at the moment. And the moment there is something to do, we got to stand ready to do it. Whatever it is that we need to do. We need to go vote. We need to, you know, take up signs and stand on street corner. You know, whatever it is that we can do to help the situation out, I think all of us will stand ready to do that. So turning away from that is probably a good thing. Turning off the media for right now. I'm sure none of you want to see Biden signing executive orders all day long and slurring his words, right? I'm sure you don't want to be paying attention to any of that. I got it. I understand. Great. So what do you do instead? Well, now is a good time to start focusing back onto business, start focusing on to things that you want and understanding that the terrain going forward is going to be bumpy. There's going to be a lot of change to local laws. There's going to be a lot of changes to tax law. Taxes will most likely go up, fuel prices, that kind of thing. They're going to go up, and there are going to be some challenges ahead. And we've got to be able to remain flexible to be able to deal with these things as they come up, because they will come up. And, you know, one of the great things about being a coach or being an entrepreneur or being both is being able to pivot quickly and see the road ahead and make changes that will make a difference to your business going forward. You know, I often look at this. Now, I always want to know what's around the corner. What's next? What's next? And I've been doing this probably my entire adult life, is always looking at, what's the next step? What's the next step? Right now, there doesn't really appear to be a whole lot of clarity, because we don't really know, what's going to come out. What is in that stack of executive orders that is being signed is kind of my concern right now, because there's no way you're going to hear about all of that in the media. There's a lot of executive orders. I mean, 17, 20 a day that are being signed right now. It's crazy. This is not the way we govern this country, but this is where we are right now. And I'm just wondering, okay, how are those things going to impact my business life? How are they going to impact, the things that I do and how I work with my clients? How is it going to impact the economy, right? And as that starts to come more and more apparent over the next couple of weeks, then we could sit back and we could start making new plans and figuring out, okay, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with that? Where are we going to go? And I really think that probably by April of this year, it'll be very clear to see, what's going on, and we'll be able to see 3, 4, 5 months down the road, and we'll be able to be on track. So this time right now is probably not a great time to be, promoting and building, but it really is a great time to be planning and creating. And that's the space that you can definitely be in. This past weekend, I had a friend over here who was recording an audiobook, and we have 6.5, 7 hours of audio done. It's a great time to do that kind of thing. She's not going to launch it for a little while yet, but it's great to have it done. It'll get edited. We'll be able to submit it. And when we push that go button to be able to launch it, we'll wait for the economy to turn, wait for things to settle down a little bit, but we'll be ready. So this is a great time for you. It's winter time, right? What do you do in the winter? You don't normally go outside unless you're going skiing or skating. I grew up in Canada, I know. And what you got to do is you got to be planning and building and creating and all the things you can do within the confines of what we have available to us right now. And that's a great time to do that. Now, if you're feeling lonely, because I know loneliness is a big, big, big deal. I've been running into that myself, feeling disconnected from people and just want to call up a friend and say, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee. Oh, Starbucks is closed. You can't sit down there. You can grab it, but you got to go leave right away, right? So I've been feeling that as well. I just really love connecting. I love going to seminars and trade shows and, all that kind of thing, and just meeting new people all the time. And it's not happened in a lot. It's been a year now, and it's taking its toll. So I got to use the tools we have. What do we have? Well, we have Zoom. We have Facebook Live. We have, those kind of things. And it wouldn't be a bad idea to use those tools a little bit more often right now to start reconnecting and getting back in the flow, getting back in the game. We were expecting a different outcome. We know in November and from November right through the end of the year, I know so many of us were kind of disillusioned by everything that happened and couldn't believe it would actually happen. And it happened. Okay. We're ready for that contingency too. Now we plan, we got to go forward. What's next? What are you going to do? All right, I've got a studio. I'm going to be creating more videos. I'm going to be doing some other cool things going forward here. And, the question is, what are you going to do? And if you want to reach out to me, that would be fantastic as well, because I can help you in terms of figuring out what you need to do right here, right now, in order to be ready for when things start to settle down. I have a very strong feeling that COVID's going to go away, and probably by early spring, you probably won't have that much in the way of shutdowns anymore, because the purpose of COVID has been achieved. The idea was, to affect the election. They did. They did a great job of it. It worked well. They don't need it anymore. So now they can kind of let it go, and, we can go to whatever is going to be next. So I suspect by spring, a lot of the shutdowns and stuff will be gone. We'll be getting back together. Will we be doing seminars? Yeah, maybe. Maybe by fall, definitely by that time, we'll probably be doing those again. So you got to be ready. One of the mistakes I made back in 2008 when the economy tanked is I waited and I didn't do anything. And I was waiting for things to change. I was hoping for things to change. But as you know, it took 2-3 years before we came out of that really horrible recession when Obama was elected president. You know, the economy just tanked. Actually, in my view, the economy just stopped. It plain out stopped, right? It was a horrible time and it wasn't easy. 2010 was really rough. 2012, things started to come around. And by 2013, you know, 5 years later, I think, you know, things started to settle. I didn't use that time well. I really could have used the time in the studio to create some courses and some trainings and things that, you know, I couldn't do at that time because nobody was buying. No one was attending seminars back then, but I could have been ready for it, and I wasn't. And then by the time 2013 came, I found myself behind a little bit and really scrambling to catch up and recreating and rebuilding in order to catch up to the economy that was already, you know, starting to take off at that point. So I don't want that to happen to you. Right now, you know, we know what the situation is, and now is a good time to be figuring out, okay, what's the next step? And if you don't know, that should be your first job tomorrow morning. Figure out what your next step is going to be. Figure out what it is you want to create going forward. And then get to work on it as soon as possible, probably Monday. Start building, start creating, start doing things that move you in the direction that you really want to go. And you're going to find that you're going to get a really big jump on everybody else who's just sitting there in fear right now and disappointment and maybe depression. And they don't feel motivated and they don't feel excited about anything. So I would suggest you use the time wisely right now. Do your planning, do your writing, do your recording, you know, figure out what you're going to do, figure out your marketing, figure out all that stuff. Don't execute. Not a good time to execute. But man, when things are going to get better, you're going to be ready. You're going to be head and shoulders above everyone else who's just going to be getting started. You're going to have it all done. And you'll just be able to push a few buttons and get started. So that's what I've been advising my clients to do. And they're taking me up on that advice. And it's really good advice for them and for me as well. And certainly for you. And, you know, you've got to be ready. You know, you can't just be on hold perpetually. It's like the person who's procrastinating all the time never gets anything done. Right. And then by the time it's time to get something done, that's always too late. So I don't want it to be too late for you. So spend some time now. Plan. This weekend, I'm planning on going for a long walk, and I'm going to figure out what my new course is going to be and when I'm going to record it. I'm going to put all that down. Then I'm going to start building out the chapters, the segments of the course. And, you know, by the time things start turning around, I'll have a brand new course ready to go. I just flip a few switches and it's live, and people will be taking it and learning and benefiting from it. And I'd like to see that happen for you as well. Right now, if you're doing coaching programs, if you're doing anything like that, you know, rethink them. Figure out different plans because people are in a different space right now. People may not have the kind of money that they had before all of this happened. You know, they might be not buying the $25,000, the $50,000 coaching packages. They may be wanting something smaller. Maybe they want a one-off session. Boy, I would never advise to do that. But, you know, times are different right now. And maybe that's what you offer in order to help somebody and you know, put a few dollars in your pocket for doing that. That's okay. Just don't make a habit of it. Don't make it a business because it's not a good business decision. But, you know, looking at the way things are right now, that may make sense. So be flexible, be open, and, you know, chin up as much as possible. It didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. We know there are some people who are really, really happy about what happened. I get it. I understand. You know, you can't turn your back on, you know, things that aren't what we call legitimate or legal. I know even if your guy wins, like I wouldn't be happy if my guy won and there was all this fraud going on. But that's where we are right now. And I use social media a little bit differently than a lot of people. I use social media sort of as a figure out the pulse of society. And boy, there's been a lot of anger this week. There's a lot of anger out there and I get it. So understanding that, understanding, you know, where we are. People are not in a buying mood right now. We get it. It'll change. You know, by the time the lockdowns start being lifted and things start getting a little bit better, it'll be better for all of us. We just got to be ready for it. And right now is a great time to be planning for that and building towards that. And I promise you, when things turn around, you, my dear friend, are going to be ready. Thanks so much for watching. I'll touch base again with you real soon.